Political candidates are actually talking about the environment this election cycle. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. This week in Michigan, both of the main party presidential candidates talked about energy and the environment. The Democratic hopeful Senator Barack Obama outlined some lofty goals, including this statement that raised some eyebrows.
In 10 years, we will eliminate the need for oil from the entire Middle East and Venezuela. In 10 years' time.
Obama talks about more efficient cars, more renewable energy, all the things that make environmentalists smile. The Republican hopeful, Senator John McCain, talked about the need for 45 more nuclear power plants. The senator did not allow radio or TV into his event, but here's a plan he outlined recently in Ohio.
We're going to need a lot more electricity if our automotive fleet is going to be converted to that. Now, is it going to be coal-fired plants? It could be if we have clean coal technology, but it's also got to be nuclear plants.
McCain and Obama have big sections on their websites that outline their different positions on energy. But it's not just the presidential candidates. Carrie Dugan works for the environmental group, the League of Conservation Voters. She sits down with congressional candidates and talks about their views and their voting records.
I'm finding on one-on-one basis that candidates are making energy, the environment, and global warming part of their campaign plans.
Now, when we hear from companies who are making a lot of marketing claims that they don't really back up, we call it greenwashing. Are we seeing greenwashing in some of these campaigns by the candidates at the congressional level or even the presidential level?
We've done a lot of analysis, as you might imagine, in terms of the presidential race. And one of the things that is coming out, especially in recent days, given that Senators Obama and McCain were both in Michigan giving energy policy talks, is that there's a huge gap in their records. You know, Senator Obama's energy plan will create, you know, millions of new jobs. He's been a longtime advocate for renewable and alternative energy, producing more fuel-efficient cars in Detroit, you know, hybrids that are affordable. He has voted to increase fuel efficiency standards, even when it was not popular to go in front of the Detroit Economic Club and speak about that. On the flip side, Senator McCain, he's got this policy right now he's calling the all-of-the-above policy, which actually contains a lot of harmful policies that continue our dependence on foreign oil, that kind of pander to the oil industries, continue to give them tax breaks, rather than subsidizing alternatives and renewables, which the American people are calling for. He's continuing to promote policies that subsidize nuclear and drilling and those types of things. So there's a pretty big gap.
It sounds like you're coming down in favor of Senator Obama. There have been claims that the League of Conservation Voters is partisan.
Right. There are those claims. But we, on our endorsements, we work very hard to make sure that we have bipartisan support of our issues. For the listeners who are interested, we actually published the endorsed candidate list on our website at lcv.org.
And we'll find Republicans on there?
You will find Republicans on there. In fact, there's a representative from the west side of Michigan, Congressman Ehlers, who's on that list.
Carrie Dugan is with the League of Conservation Voters in Washington, D.C. Well, it seems like every presidential election, pop culture kind of injects itself. John McCain and quasi-celebrity Paris Hilton have been trading jabs, and now she's got her very own energy policy that's a hybrid of McCain's plan for more drilling for domestic oil and Obama's tax incentives for fuel-efficient cars.
That way, the offshore drilling carries us until the new technologies kick in, which will then create new jobs and energy independence. Energy crisis solved.
And her views on global warming?
I think it's totally hot.
That's the Environment Report. Thanks to Public Radio Exchange for tape of John McCain. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.